All right, you're in for a treat today. It is Nazzy from the Pulse of New Hampshire. Welcome to the Pulse of New Hampshire's longest running, continuously hosted talk show by the guy with the best hair, the best dance moves every week. Tom, I try and add on to this every single week. The best sneakers. You got to see his Hokus. They're amazing. It is the world famous Mr. Tom Raffio, president and CEO of Northeast Delta Dental and the host of Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Welcome, Tom.
Thank you, Nazzy. And what the only thing you forgot was I'm a good snowshoer now, too. But I also want to put a plug in for you. Since we've been using this new technology, my listening audience has grown and I'm getting more positive feedbacks. I'm not blowing smoke up your nose. Thank you.
Yeah, man, this is just a great tech. Look, we've all grown technologically, you know, over the last 2.5 years now. So this is one really cool thing.
And that's a nice segue since you made a veiled reference to the pandemic for people to get a book on that. Prepare for Crisis, Plan to Thrive, a book I authored with a helpful consultant out of Boston, Diane Schmalensee, who knows the Baldrige framework cold. And one of the reasons why Northeast Delta Dental has been successful is because we use the Baldrige framework to plan. We actually had planned for the pandemic, not necessarily COVID, but we had planned for a pandemic. So we were ready to roll and we were able to give back $27 million to the community in 2020 and still ourselves have a great year. So you can get it on Amazon if you want the truck to drive up. If you want to look at the testimonials or references, there are like 6 really good ones.
Yeah.
If you prefer local shopping, as I do, if you're in the Concord area, go down to Michael's at Gibson's or the Bookery, Liz Hitchcock's shop on right on Elm Street, and you can get the book there. And I've actually had a signing there. Want to give a big shout out to my last week's guest, Tana Clues, who really put into focus something that we've been working on, getting DEI, diversity, equity, inclusion, and gender balance in everybody's consciousness. And over the past 10 years, we've worked hard at Northeast Delta Dental to get gender balance. So on our board of directors, we actually have 42 board members because we're also in Vermont and Maine. We're actually now, effective in April, 21-21 women and men. Actually, one of the states, Maine, is actually 8-7 women. Mm-hmm. And then on our management team, from the director level on up, if you put them all together, we're just about at 50%. And we're working on BIPOC. So Tana, who heads up the New Hampshire Women's Foundation, will make the point that I agree with, and which is all now based on science and facts. The more diverse you are as a board and as an employee population, the more successful you are as a company. And another successful company, of course, is the New Hampshire Fisher Cats. And I've known Mike Ramshaw, who's the president and GM, for many, many years. And Mike, thank you for joining us. I know you're really busy planning for the season. So thank you for giving us time today.
Anytime. Thank you, Tom, for having me.
It just seems like we finished up the Granite State Baseball Dinner, which was a rousing success, and getting back in person and seeing players from the 1975 World Series, such as Pete Rose and Bernie Carbo. And I know we're already planning this year's baseball dinner, which we'll get to, which will be a little earlier this year, September 10th. But I thought we should spend time on this show really making sure that people understand that while they're reading about the Major League Baseball lockout, whatever term you want to use, that it does not, at least at this point, affect the minor league season. So would you kind of address that, the basic question, will the Fisher Cats be affected by the MLB lockout?
It's a great question to ask, Tom. A lot of people out there don't really understand that the lockout only affects the 40-man roster. So as far as the Fisher Cats, the minor league players, they started their spring training. They are down in Florida. They are working out currently. We're excited to have them here in April, on April 12th for opening night. And just really was, they say it, right? Like nope, it won't be affected. Won't be affected. It's a 40-man roster. And then actually see the guys down in Florida. We posted on our social media last week that they were actually working out. It's an encouraging sign that baseballs will be back in Manchester in just over a month. No, just about a month.
So hopefully we won't have any more snowstorms like we did a little while ago. I remember that one year we had a snowstorm right before opening day, and everybody was out there with the shovels and stuff. This isn't necessarily your area of expertise, you know, the actual baseball, inside baseball. As you once told me, your job is to sell tickets and hot dogs and not be the general. And I use that very affectionately because obviously Mike is really smart on baseball stuff as well. But I was thinking this might be interesting to our listening audience, that the 40-man roster, which of course is for Major League Baseball, to the extent a Major League team had someone on the borderline, right? I always say, like, the last five on the 40-man roster, there's no difference between that five and the first five on the minor league roster. Would there be any sort of, this isn't the right word, but gamesmanship to say, well, I really want this young man to be working out, so let's take him off the 40-man roster so he can get, you know, be working out, you know, with the Fisher Cats or the Portland Sea Dogs or the Worcester team in the case of the Sox. So what do you have a comment on that?
Not really. I mean, I don't see why they would do that. The guys are, they may not be at the facility, but I'm sure they're training and getting ready because they're not going to come in cold. They got to be doing something somewhere. And we definitely, as an organization, we hope that MLB, and the players union can come to an agreement, but either way, we're going to have Fisher Cats in Manchester, which is
perfect. And I think that's the bottom line. I mean, Major League Baseball, I'm not sure who's more greedy, the owners or the players, but with everything going on between COVID and a real war, Ukraine and Russia, that the fact that they're dealing with fooling around with millions and dealing with, multimillionaires and millionaires, multimillionaires or billionaires being the owners and the millionaires being the players. It really doesn't resonate with the fans, but baseball's been around since literally the 1880s and it's not going to go away, but these things never help, particularly since people already believe the game is too slow and et cetera. But that's one interesting thing about minor league baseball. Maybe you can comment on this, is that some of the experimentations with quickening the pace of the game actually begins in the minor leagues. I mean, if you go to Delta Dental Stadium, you see the pitch clock. So that's in addition to seeing the future stars, you get to see sometimes some of the rules that the Major League Baseball is contemplating.
Yeah, and they're trying to shorten the game, make it more exciting. So one of the things they tried last year, so at the AA level, the second baseman and the shortstop, they could not leave the dirt. They had to keep their toes on the infield dirt. They couldn't go back into the outfield. So that's what they did at the AA level. AAA, they actually increased the bases to 18 inches in an effort to, shorten the amount of space between the between first, second, and third. So they're definitely trying different things, different ideas, different levels, to see what works, just to keep, we want to make sure that we keep the game, really exciting and entertaining for the fans.
I don't think any human being can destroy the game, but I'm glad that they're willing to look at that. And now I see why you had a telescope on people's toes last year, Anyway, so Fisher Cats is happening regardless of what is happening in Ukraine and regardless of what's happening in Major League Baseball. So what are the individual, first of all, when is opening night again? How do I buy tickets? And tell us some of the exciting theme nights.
Happy to do that. Opening day is April 12th at 6:35 against the Hartford Yard Goats. You can purchase tickets, or you will be able to purchase tickets, at nhfishercats.com. You can look at our mini plans and our ticket packages currently at nhfishercats.com, or you can call the box office at 603-641-2005.
Awesome.
So now let's go right into the promotion. So one thing that's nice, the advantage we had this year versus last year, Tom, is last year we had just got our schedule at this time. So we had to plan the promotions, everything, in a really short window, where we had our schedule, in September of 2021. We've had a lot of time to actually build the promotional calendar, and kind of we're releasing certain theme nights before we do our full promo release. So one of the first things that we actually promoted in November was the Manchester chicken tenders. Now, let me ask you this. Do you know that the chicken tender was created, invented, if you will, in the city of Manchester in 1974?
I did not know that. That was the year I graduated from high school. I'm now seeing it's all coming to fruition now for me.
So the Puritan restaurant, they invented the chicken tender. So a lot of minor league teams, you do the foodies, you have fun, and whether Portland did the whoopie pies or the red snapper hot dogs, we're going to be the chicken tenders. And what we did is we released three different hats as a pre-sale to share them with you. We've got the original coconut. And buffalo.
And the,
stand at the classic tenders, they sell buffalo, right?
They absolutely did. Yep. So that's, and those hats were pre-ordered. They'll be coming in, this month for our fans. But it really was an exciting promotion that we pulled together, and that was really just the tip of the iceberg from what we started so far.
All right,
brilliant idea. What a brilliant
first
idea.
Game is April 12th. You can get the tickets nhfishercats.com. And I see Nazzy, so I'm going to suggest that we go to a commercial break and then take it from there.
Yeah, we've got a lot to talk about. Can I just say today, Tom, this segment is a home run? Can I hear a whoop, 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 whoop? All right, well, listen, we'll be back. Right, coming up with Mike Ramshaw from the New Hampshire Fisher Cats. He's the team president. Coming up, more next, Northeast Delta Dental Radio on the Pulse of New Hampshire. All right. It is Nazzy from the Pulse of New Hampshire, Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio, president and CEO of Northeast Delta Dental, chatting today with Mike Ramshaw from the New Hampshire Fisher Cats. He's the team president. Now, before you get back into your segment, Mike, I just want to say on behalf of the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts, thank you for all that you do and the Fisher Cats do for scouting in New Hampshire. I can't tell you how many sleepovers we've had on the field at Northeast Dental Stadium. What a great program you put on for the Scouts. Thank you.
Yeah, it's great. And they're great partners over at the Daniel Webster Council. My boys went through Daniel Webster Council. So it's obviously a no-brainer to help out. And why not create the fun and excitement of sleeping on the field, making sure you're out, though, before the scrimmages go off.
Oh, yeah. I think it was like they told us we had to be out by 7 o'clock. It was like 6:59. We heard like the trumpets come across the speaker stadium. Time to go.
Too funny. But Nazzy, I think you make a good point in general, how what a community partner led by Mike and owner Art Solomon. And we can talk when we get to the baseball dinner, but all the millions that have been raised for Chad and then the scholarship program. So you're a great partner of the community, let alone the pivoting you did during the first part of COVID and sort of seeing that the stadium would be an ideal venue for high school graduations and concerts. And of course you've continued that. So that sort of community partnership, which was already instilled in the culture of the New Hampshire Fisher Cats, has only been expanded since the advent of COVID. So that's a nice segue to why do people love coming to the Fisher Cats game? And I'll start with a couple things. It's easy to get to, it's relatively inexpensive compared to going down to Boston. There's fun in between inning entertainment, and the ballpark is as clean as a whistle, and that takes a great deal of effort. So, and of course, I think people want to attend and work with a company such as the Fisher Cats, who we know are being great to the community. So those are my reasons. But why don't you take it from there? And why do people, in your view, since you track all this stuff with a lot of metrics, and I see all the brainstorming that goes behind the scenes in terms of making this season a success, why do you think people love coming to the Fisher Cats games?
I really think it comes down to fun, affordable family entertainment. We're in the business of creating memories. You know, you all the countless stories, and you talk to people like, you know, what is your fondest memory? And a lot of those memories are going to a baseball stadium with your grandfather, your father. You know, so having the ability to create those moments here at Delta Dental Stadium, I think it's fantastic. I think having the clean, you know, you hit most of them, right? It's just having a clean ballpark, making sure the staff is friendly, that you're greeted when you come into the ballpark and you're thanked for coming on the way out. But it's also the promotions, you know, doing the kids run the bases, you know, catch on the field as part of our reading challenge program. It's how do we create, you know, you look now, you watch TV, minor league sports, major league sports, it really is, it's communal. People are there, a social event, you know, sure, they're watching the game, but a lot of the baseball games, you'll see people they're talking, they're on the concourse, they're doing whatever. So really to be able to have that in a safe and sane manner here at Delta Dental Stadium is something I think is important. And I think that attributes to why people like the Fisher Cats. And it's about giving back. It's about being there, as you mentioned, Tom, for the community. It's really great to have our staff, you know, start to go out to events with, you know, chamber nights. So you're having those chamber events again in person, so they can actually get to, you think about it, 2 years they haven't been to one, but now they can go and they can hear from the community, from people that, you know, we've been able to help as an organization. You know, whether it's a donation, you know, for a nonprofit, or if their church came out, or whatever it may be, there are so many different ways that we can give back and help. And I think, you know, that's a testament to our ownership group too, with Art, Tom, Sylvia, and Rick Brenner. Just they're equally, you know, that mindset's the same. It's really important. You got to be there for the community and support them. And boy, did we need them, and they needed us, to, you know, throughout the past 2 years.
Yeah, it's been a great partnership, and that includes, you mentioned the reading challenge, and as you know, we modeled the oral health challenge after the reading challenge, and we'll intend to do that program again, which, in short, if you're a Delta Dental subscriber and you go to the dentist and dentist, you know, checks off all the boxes and you brush and floss in between visits, you can earn, and I say that earn, tickets to the upcoming Fisher Cats game, and you get to go on the field, and it really established a good oral health habits, not only for the children, but Mike, what I hear oftentimes is, oh my God, you know, my son or daughter really got into brushing and flossing because of the oral health challenge, and I want to keep my teeth in good order. So it's actually helped oral health for, you know, for adults as well. Yep. How about throwing out a first pitch, which I've been known to do a few. How does that work? And as well as, how does the honorary bat kid work?
So honorary bat kid, you can find it at our website, nhfishercats.com. It gives the ability to, you know, you purchase this VIP package where your child is in the dugout pregame on the field, throw out the first pitch, they get a jersey. It's a really cool experience. That's a behind the scenes, you know, for fans. And then what was the other? Apologize. It was the other one. Oh, the first pitch. Right. So, yes, there's only one person that can throw, although there might be two now, because I did tell Coach Santos from UNH that he'd be able to throw from the rubber. I said the only other person that's allowed to throw from the rubber is Tom Rapio. So but that was my way to get UNH football to come out.
Because, listening audience, I can still bring it. It's the last thing, Nazi, that's still good on my body.
He brings it. He definitely right. He definitely throws the heat. So, but you can do that as a, you know, some birthday parties, get to do a first pitch, book a group outing with us at nhfishercats.com. You know, so you have a group outing of 10 or more people. We've got the dinner on deck, which was new towards the end of 2019 and really took off in 2021, where you're actually closer to the catcher than the pitcher is. Like, you're really right there on the action. It's all you can eat, all you can drink. Tabletop before, so if you want to go out with some friends, have a good time, you can just go ahead and visit nhfishercats.com, click on the dinner on deck button, and you will see, you know, what we have to offer.
It's, and that's right below our suite, the Delta Dental suite, and I can tell you Mike describes it perfectly accurate. You're literally closer than the catcher at some point. Yep. Tell us about one of the fan favorites. Used to be the Bat Dog Ollie, and I think we have a new dog puppy. So tell us about that.
Yes, we are very excited about right now a bat dog in training. That's what he is called. So there's he's a rescue golden retriever from Hero Pups, who provide support dogs for veterans and first responders. Those are some photos you're seeing on the screen right now of the dog to be named later. Fans have actually been voting on his name for the past 2 weeks. So they're picking from Benny, Casey, or Tucker. And my staff tells me that it's a close race so far. So we'll see, you know, what the name of the next Fisher Cats Bat Dog is going to be. But, I mean, look at those pictures. I mean, the dog is adorable. You know, Ollie, when he was here, I mean, you saw him for years, Tom. I mean, just a fan favorite. When that dog comes out, picks up that bat, just the round of applause that that dog gets is unbelievable.
So I think Ollie got more applause with the possible exception of Vladimir Guerrero.
Yeah.
Which reminds me to say, and to help the audience understand this, which is that right now, the way Major League Baseball works, a lot of these players go from Double A, which is the New Hampshire Fish Cuts, right to the Toronto Blue Jays, and or in the case of any Major League team, Double A right to the Major Leagues. They no longer have that sort of Triple A step. So a few years ago, practically the whole starting lineup now of the Toronto Blue Jays were Manchester. So you're seeing the top players in America for sure. So again, the website is nhfishercats.com, and we have going to begin to touch on some of the other special nights. We mentioned the chicken tenders night on June 4th, but you also have a hockey night on June 24th, and I'm a big hockey guy. The mini stickaway giveaway won the vote versus hoping for the mullets actually, but that'll work. Star Wars night on July 23rd. And of course, would you, tell us, Mike, how many Atlas fireworks shows are there this year?
We've got 22 Atlas fireworks shows scheduled starting the season on opening day. April 12th will be our first Atlas fireworks show. A fan favorite. Atlas does a really, really great job, putting those shows on for us. And I always love to tell the story. It's Class C permissible fireworks. So those are fireworks that you and I can both go to the Atlas retail store and buy. They just put it all together and make it look pretty for us. But I'll tell you,
it's better having formerly dragged my kids over the years to the various July 4th fireworks in various communities in New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. Any one of these 22 fireworks shows are as good or better than what you see routinely on a July 4th celebration. So again, I think there's so many reasons to buy a ticket, nhfishercats.com. In the remaining time we have, I do want to talk about the Granite State Baseball Dinner. So last year, extremely successful, the 1975 theme. So combination of seeing people like Pete Rose and Bernie Carbo and Louis Tiant and Rico Petrocelli, while once again, raising thousands of dollars for Chad, and over the years, millions. This year, we're changing it up a bit, starting with, it's going to be a little earlier, September 10th. And I see Nazi, so you have about 1 minute to let the cat out of the bag in terms of how the Granite State Baseball Dinner.
Well, I don't know that I'm ready to let the cat fully out of the bag. We're looking to, I'll give this teaser, Tom. We're creating more of an experience, if you will. Than a dinner. So,
and it's earlier, so it'll be September 10th.
Yep.
Okay, so this actually works better for Nazi. One, because he wanted us to wrap it up. And two, it's like you're a radio profession. You're giving a tease. So the next time I have you on, you can open the kimono.
Unveil,
if you will.
Absolutely.
This year's baseball dinner, which, of course, Northeast Delta Dental also presents. By the way, Nasty, I do run a dental insurance company in my spare time.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. That's in there somewhere. That's part of your spare time, right?
Exactly.
That's your side hustle time.
Of my 20-hour day. But in any event, nhfishercats.com. Fisher Cats, great partner. Love working with Mike and Art and the team
great
there.
Great job.
And I also love working with the Pulse and Nazi, particularly you now, like all of a sudden you're growing on me. Like it's really good.
We need to go running, Tom. I'll put on my Hokas.
I'll just run with your sister.
We've all got Hokas. I got mine too.
You get the Hokas. We used to box together, but we'll talk about that.
And if
a guest sometimes doesn't show up, Nazi, I'm just going to interview you. How's that?
I would love it. Let's go.
All right. NHFisherCats.com. Mike Ramshaw, thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Nazzy.
All right. We'll see you next time. Northeast Delta Dental Radio on the Pulse of New Hampshire.
Awesome. All right.